following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be here. Howard, did you feel the weather today?
I felt, you know what I did today?
What?
That I haven't done probably in 3 years because I'm not a big fan of this. I have a sunroof on my car. I actually opened it up this morning driving in. It feels
nice.
Great.
Yes, the weather is fabulous. I wanted to have my convertible down, but I was on the phone with somebody, so I didn't bother to do that.
Ah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's great outside. It feels like fall.
I think you're going to take a walk today.
Today's going to be a great day for open houses.
It is.
Yeah. People are going to want to be out and about. And
we got three or four of them today that I'm going to talk about later in the show, or we are going to talk about later in the show.
Okay.
But you're not doing an open house today.
I've got some other things I'm working on today.
I'm going to be doing an open house today on the west side of town. You know, we had a great week this week.
You mean in Fleming Island, Eagle Harbor, right?
Well, that's the west side of town, yeah.
Well, I'm just getting more specific in case people live out that way. They can think about heading out to see you today.
Yeah.
What time is your open house?
My open house today is 1 to 3.
Oh, because you have something to do before then, don't you?
Right after the show, yeah.
That's right.
We had a really interesting week in that we met several people this week and all had something in common. They all, remember what that was?
What?
They all had a yard done by one of, somebody that also has a radio show.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry, the
gardener.
Garden guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that is interesting that they all have a yard done by him.
It is.
Yeah.
Really, really beautiful yards and really, really beautiful homes.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes.
And interestingly enough, a couple of them are going to be staged. And it's interesting. So we're going to do a shout-out in a second for all of these folks. These are larger homes. They're a little on the, you know, the average home price is around $250,000. These are a little bit higher than that because they're bigger.
Right.
They're gorgeous homes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of, and they're going to be, a couple of them are going to be staged.
Yes.
Now, one of them is lived in,
it
gorgeous,
need staging.
Gorgeous.
It's
home.
Already gorgeous.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh, it does not need to be staged.
Right.
But as I was driving in this morning, I was thinking about an interesting correlation to staging. You know, staging is kind of like Match.com. You know, buying a house is matching a buyer to a seller.
Correct.
Match.com is matching two people together that want to come together.
Right.
So on Match.com, you're putting together a profile. That's what the MLS listing is, the multiple listing service listing is.
Like a but profile. Okay.
A profile. But also on Match.com, you put pictures, right?
Yes.
Because pictures is what an initial attraction is to somebody.
Right.
So when we stage a home and show pictures, it is the initial attraction.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So if it's done right, it's the attraction. And just like Match.com, if you look at the picture and the picture of that other person doesn't do anything for you, you're flipping to the next one. You're done.
That's true. And then some people go through a lot of effort to make their picture really beautiful or handsome. Right? Because they want to be selected. That's kind of what homeowners have to do with their house.
So we spend a lot of time with people telling them what to do to make their house look great. And sometimes it involves staging. So a couple of these houses were vacant. And that's like, you know, this is an odd correlation, you know, not having clothes on, you know.
That is an odd correlation. Yeah.
That's
I
a bad
like part. That.
Forget that one. But it's
okay.
Making yourself look good because a barren living room or, just doesn't look good. An open bedroom
you
just
can't always tell what room you're looking at. And so it's nondescript, right? So it doesn't hold any interest. So they just go to the next house.
There's a reason that builders, when you go see a model home,
yes,
there's a reason that builders put furniture in it because they look so good.
They are so gorgeous. And you walk in and you, you know, you just get so excited.
And there's a reason that when we meet people, we tell them what to do to make their house look absolutely great.
Yes.
So a couple of these houses are going to be staged. A couple of them we met with ahead of time and said, hey, you need to do this, 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 this. And when they do it, it just sells. We had a duplex at the beach, and it sat and it sat and it sat. It was vacant, and it didn't look good. I shouldn't say it didn't look good. It just looked
Yeah, it was remodeled, so it did look good.
It did. It looked
good. It just
looked
empty.
It just looked empty. And we suggested that it be staged, and the owner finally did it. And then what happened? Well, it sold.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, we want to give shout-outs. We met with Don and Connie, and they had just about finished everything that by the way, they had a gorgeous home to start
they
with.
They do have a gorgeous home.
God. You know, it's like lip smacking good. You ever hear? Remember that phrase?
I do, but I don't remember what it was from.
Lip smacking good. Anyway, they had a great home. It's going to be on the market this week. Gorgeous pool home. Gorgeous backyard.
On the golf course view. And Eagle Landing.
Oh, my.
The house is amazing. It's got... If you like cherry cabinets, you know, like natural cherry wood, this kitchen is to die for. It's really beautiful.
Gorgeous tile. Oh, my.
And one of the things I love about it is how well maintained it is. You know, we go in a lot of houses. Some are maintained, some aren't. This one is really, really well maintained. And you can tell it's like that every day.
Yeah. Well, military folks are like that.
They are.
These are former military folks. Thank you for your service. And then Steve and Sandy in World Golf Village, another big house. Looks great.
Yeah, that one's going on the market this week also.
Yeah.
Big, big house.
And then Travis in Julington and Dan and Brenda in Mandarin. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. We were busy this week seeing big, beautiful homes.
Yes.
Wow.
We have another big, beautiful home listed in McClenny.
The White House.
The White House.
You know, we
yes.
ran across someone, and I don't recall who it was, and we mentioned...
Yes, you do.
We mentioned about the White House in...
The Van Wees.
Oh, that's right. It was
yeah.
the Van Wees
like,
after the
house.
Show.
Yeah.
And we just mentioned about the White House in McClenny. He said, oh, I know that house.
Yeah.
Just because
everybody knows
everyone
that house.
Knows the White House in McClenny.
It's a wonderful, wonderful home. Absolutely. You can get it with 2.5 acres, or if you need more acreage, you can get it with 5. Either way.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, we are your problem-solving realtors on the radio. We come to you every Saturday morning. We're coming up on almost 7 years on the radio with you folks. January will be 7 years. You know, one of our commercials says 5 years. One of our ads during the
You
break.
Haven't changed it?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that your job?
Shame on me.
You need to change that ad.
So this is meant to be a question and answer talk show about buying and selling a home. We're going to give you news and advice. So if you have a question, you can call us. What's the number, Angela?
222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, T-A-L-K, which is 8255. And, of course, it's area code 904.
Hey, we got a contest. Halloween is always the same date, October 31st, and this year it's on a Wednesday. What percentage of Americans are going to decorate their home or yard? Guess within 1 point high or low. So that's a 3-point spread. How about that one? What percentage of Americans are going to decorate their home or yard?
Not me. I hate Halloween.
Oh, stop it. That's because your children are grown and they're gone. But you're going to love Halloween this year because your grandchildren are going to come over and you're going to take them around. And you're
I'm
not going to
still
tell
not
them
going to decorate my
you're
house.
You're not going to tell them you hate Halloween. You're going to tell them you love it.
No,
I know
I'm
you.
Not.
You are.
No, I'm not. I
hey,
can't stand
when we come back after the break, we got lots of fun things to talk about, some interesting facts. We're going to talk about the hurricane. Glad it didn't come here. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Hi, I'm Christine Kennedy, and in my 20 years as a loan officer, I've helped over 1,000 families finance their home right here in Northeast Florida. To get your fast, free, and easy pre-qualification today, you can visit my website, applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K, or you can call me directly at 904-514-6969. That's 904-514-6969. At Watson Mortgage Corp, we help deliver the keys.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License, MLD 716, an equal housing lender.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
It's not the fire in the fireplace that damages your chimney. It's the moisture. That's why the Chimney Safety Institute of America recommends an annual cleaning and inspection of your fireplace, regardless of how often you use it. The technicians at Chimney Champions clean the chimney, then use the ChimScan video system to do a complete inspection of your chimney to ensure your home is safe. You can trust Chimney Champions to clean and inspect your chimney. Howard and I do. Call 268-7200 or visit ChimneyChampions.com.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment is brought to you by Watson Mortgage Corp. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Are you happy, happy, happy?
I'm always happy, 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 but I got to see Roger, and I love Roger.
Roger, the voice.
The
of-
voice.
WBOB and the promise and yes. All sorts of stuff.
Yes.
Does a lot
he's
of
on
voiceover.
In the morning. He's on in the afternoon. He's on all the time. He's such a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad everybody's back on. I want people calling in for the contest. It's what percentage of homeowners, or I guess just anybody, you don't have to be a homeowner, are what percentage of Americans will decorate their home or yard this year? Guess within a point.
For Halloween.
For Halloween.
Okay. Well, it won't be me.
It won't be you.
So we're down to 99%.
Are you a bah humbug for Halloween?
Absolutely. Can't
even though
it.
That's
stupid
a Christmas
holiday.
Saying?
Stupid holiday.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? You didn't
Once
have enough kids,
kids
to make
grown,
that have a financial impact on you. But we had to buy costumes for three kids, candy for a really big neighborhood. Then your kids go out and collect all this candy and bring it back home, and then you sort through it and you throw away half of it, and it's just a stupid thing.
All right. Well, let me ask you. Let's get down to brass tacks here.
It's a money-making, ridiculous holiday.
Are you or are you not happy that your two grandchildren are coming over. And as I'm saying that,
I'm telling
all our listeners that there's a big smile coming across Angela's face.
I love my grandchildren.
And you're going to love them coming over and seeing them dress up. You're going to have a camera with you, and you're going to love walking around the neighborhood.
I'm going to walk around with them.
Okay. Yeah. So
I can't help it.
So I think you're going to love Halloween this year with them. And then when they get all sugared up, you're going to tell them to go home with their mother. I know that.
Like all grandparents.
All right. So call us at 222-8255 and guess what percentage of folks are going to dress up their home.
Yes.
All right. Or decorate their home.
Okay.
Now, what happened to interest rates this week?
I think I can see. Hold on. It's really, really tiny. The 30-year conventional rate rose 0.18 of a point to 4.9%. This time last year, it was 3.91. Y'all, that's a 7-year high at 4.90. If you're thinking about buying, you need to get off the fence and buy before it gets so high you can't afford the home that you want to buy. The 15-year rate, it also rose 14 one hundredths. That's I'm saying it wrong.
That's right.
14 hundredths of a point to 4.29%. And this time last year, it was 3.21%.
How about that?
So it's up a full point.
Well,
that's what they
predicted,
yep. And it happened. The 30-year VA and FHA rate, well, let's see, it was unchanged at 4.5%. And the 5-year adjustable rate mortgage, it's still a great deal if you only plan on being in your home for 5 years or less, it rose 0.06% to 4.07. This time last year, it was at 3.16.
Wow.
Yes. So rates are up. If you're thinking about buying, you better do it.
You know, some people are thinking, well, I'm not going to buy. Rates are up. Prices are up. Why don't I just rent? And I say to that, bah humbug, that's a wrong thing to do. Why don't I just rent? So I want to tell
you. We have a caller.
Do we have a caller?
We do. Right. So before you start something new, take the caller.
Yes, we do have a caller. So I don't have the caller's name on my computer screen, but good morning, caller.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Very good. This is Jonathan.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, Angela. You know, a couple weeks ago, I called, and I pretty much sort of in the middle of your newly married sort of spat, I agreed with Howard today.
Oh, so, yes.
Today, Angela.
Yes.
Today is a red letter day. I agree totally with you about horrible Halloween.
Yay! Okay. Yay! It's such a pagan holiday. I can't stand it.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not anti-pagan or anything, but as a matter of fact, I would vote for the pagan ticket if somebody like some witch ran. But Halloween you can have, just, I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. But
so what do you not like about it, then? Tell me what you don't like about it.
The candy is stupid. It's bad for kids, and it's garbage.
Yep.
There's too much, these days, there's too much danger. I mean, the only way kids can be safe in doing this kind of thing is if they go to one of these community sort of deals.
Right.
And even then, I don't know, even then there are weirdos out there.
True.
Yeah. And the costumes are used once, they're expensive now,
yep.
And then you throw them away because you can't, it's not like the kids can wear them to school.
Right, right.
So, I don't know, you know, I think it's just stupid all around.
I agree with you, Jonathan.
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be on the same page with you, Angela.
Me too. So see, I can be happy with you this week instead of mad at you like I was before. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I hate to go against Howard because the men, these days, men have to stick together because the arrows are coming from every direction.
What?
Oh, that's okay because we are.
What?
We are a couple, and we stick together. We have different opinions on things, but we are still together.
Yeah, but okay. I know what he's saying about men need to stick together. But, you know, here's what happens. When men start sticking together, then the women start sticking together. And we are just a lot stronger than you guys. I don't think it's in your best interest.
Very sticky. There's a lot of stickiness going on.
There is sticky, isn't it?
So do you have a guess for us?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a guess for us on the contest? What percentage of homes people are decorating?
Yeah, a bunch of idiots. I would say percentage is 43%.
You're low. Good guess, though.
I've been called that before. It's not the first.
I love your dry sense of humor.
That's awesome.
Hey, you have any real estate questions for us while you have us on the show, John?
Well, you know, you were talking about interest rates, and that's on my mind because I agree with the president. I think it's ridiculous. It's too high, and it's I suspect some sort of political connection because you got the midterms 2.5 weeks away, and this dropped the stock market, and I think it gets in the way of president's work. Trying to get a deal with China, and so I don't have a specific real estate question this week, but I do love the show, and those are my thoughts, and I wish you continued marital bliss.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, you know, that interest rate, it doesn't just affect residential homeowners. It just doesn't. It affects corporations when they're trying to buy. I mean, interest rates are up everywhere. So the cost of, you know, buying things corporately even, it has an impact. And so we're seeing that in the stock market too.
So some people are thinking that, well, I'm just going to continue to rent. But do you know that it even affects the rent that you are paid, that you have to pay? And you may wonder, well, how does it do that? Well, because the renters, the owners of those property, they have a mortgage too. So investors are buying properties. A lot of them are getting mortgages. They are passing along the cost on to you folks. So I want to talk about, is it better to own or is it better to rent? You know, home ownership is still a type of forced savings. That's an important thing. How about this? Homeownership provides tax savings because your mortgage interest is deductible. Your rent is not deductible on your taxes, but your mortgage interest is.
Yes.
How about your monthly housing costs? Well, it's pretty much locked in. It really doesn't go up from year to year. Your taxes may, your real estate taxes, but I want to tell you, I raise my rent on my tenants from year to year, but my mortgage doesn't go up. How about that?
That's good.
Yeah. How about another one? Buying generally is cheaper than renting. I can't tell you how many first-time homeowners we put in houses and their housing costs go down.
Meaning they could own the same property for less money than they're renting it.
Right.
Yes.
And what other investment lets you live in it?
True.
How about that?
True.
Owning is better than renting. What are you waiting for? You know, we have a lot of customers right now that are in their early 20s and they are buying houses. And we say congratulations to you guys.
Can I just send a quick shout out to Chris?
Yes.
Yes. I love Chris. So this is Christopher Jones, and he is so smart. He's a finance major. He is my son's friend. And I'm like, oh, I'm selling houses to my son's friends now.
That's really good.
This is exciting. Very exciting.
One more quick thing before the break. If you purchase an average price home in 2018, you build more than $49,000 of family wealth over the next 5 years.
How about that?
How about that? If you want help buying, call us. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. Stay with us, everybody.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is set to sit down today with the released American pastor who was freed yesterday from Turkey and is now winding his way back to the United States. Andrew Brunson released after harsh negotiations between President Trump and the Turkish government over his detention. Before releasing him, the government there convicted Brunson of terrorism charges, something he says simply is not true. Folks living in the Florida panhandle picking up the scraps of what's left of their homes and lives in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael. The death toll now from the storm, the most powerful to hit the country in some 50 years, stands at 14. Tens of millions of Social Security beneficiaries got some good news this week. They and other retirees can expect an increase in their benefits next year. The COLA, or cost of living adjustment, 2.8% for 2019. For the average retiree, the agency says that translates into about $39 extra a month next year. More details at srnnews.com.
Attention all men. Have Viagra and Cialis let you down? Think your best days are behind you? Think again. If you suffer from any type of ED, regardless of your age or medical history, the doctors at Alpha Medical Group can help you now. There is no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Just the newest available proven treatment from Europe using acoustic energy waves. Our FDA-cleared medical device regenerates blood vessels and erectile tissue with short in-office sessions. And it's all done with virtually no needles, no surgery, and no medication. Call now for full information. Call 904-763-1400. That's 904-763-1400. 100% natural, non-invasive way to fix erectile dysfunction. Call 904-763-1400 today and get your life back with Alpha Medical Group. Call 904-763-1400 or visit our website at alphamedicalgroup.com.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This Sunday, the Jaguars will visit the Dallas Cowboys with the broadcast starting at 4:10 p.m.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Thursday, October 18th through Sunday, October 21st, it's the Southern Women Show at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Check online for daily show hours. Thursday, October 18th from 5 to 9 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center in Neptune Beach. And Thursday, October 18th at 8 p.m., enjoy the fabulous Thunderbirds live at the Ponte Vedra Concert Hall in Ponte Vedra Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The rise of socialism has never been more clear. Right now in America.
Judge Jeanine in Northeast Florida. Thursday evening, October 18th at Jacksonville Veterans Memorial Arena.
An absolutely great evening. Ron DeSantis is a great guy. I believe that he's going to win. He's going to be the governor of Florida.
Judge Jeanine with Florida's next governor, Ron DeSantis. Together on stage. Don't miss it. Go to DuvalGOP.com to get your tickets. Get your seat today. Political advertisement paid for and approved by the Republican Party of Duval County.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
And there is a disabled vehicle at 295 South at the ramp from Butler Boulevard. That's exit number 53. As for the weather, beautiful weekend. Sunny skies today, tomorrow, looking for high about 85, mostly clear tonight, down to 66. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy, low 71, a little bit of rain starting on Monday. Currently 68 degrees at AM 600, WBOB.
Let's return to Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday.
Yeah. Hey, we only had one guest to the Halloween contest, which is what percentage of Americans are decorating their home, either inside or outside.
And it was, said he was low.
It was low at 43%. It's higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yeah.
Crazy people.
We know you're not doing it.
Nope.
Nope. Nothing.
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 Nothing. Lights off. Nobody's home.
Okay. So are you going to put on a witch?
Alan said I could set you on the front porch and you'll scare people away.
I used to do a little decorating when my kids were young.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
And, well, I didn't scare anybody because I didn't think
didn't
it was good to
that?
Scare people.
Yeah.
I did fun stuff.
Oh, gosh. What?
Well, I can't get into that because we have a caller.
Okay.
That's right.
No.
May not have a caller?
No.
Okay.
No caller.
Hey, what happened to, what? You're looking at me strangely.
No.
People can't see that on the radio, Angela. You have to verbalize it.
No, you don't. No, they don't need to know everything, Howard.
Hey, I want to give a landlord and tenant tip.
Wait, I was going to talk about what happened this week in real estate.
What happened this week locally?
According to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service,
yeah,
this past week for homes and condominiums, 602 offers got accepted. That's down about 6% from the previous week. 804 new homes came on the market, and that was up from 5%. That was, about 5% higher than the previous week.
Pretty good.
Yep. 129 of the 804, well, they're already under contract. Do the math, Howard.
Do the math.
15%?
It is.
It's 15%. You say it's 15% every week. 46 of those went under contract on the very first day, and 457 people closed on a home for themselves, and we say... Congratulations.
All right. All right.
Yes.
All right.
It's exciting.
You know, we haven't done a landlord and tenant tip of the week. You know, landlords cannot discriminate, right?
Right.
There are certain things that they cannot discriminate.
Right. There's
federal
laws against that. Yeah.
So there was a lady that owned a single family home in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She used Craigslist. A lot of people advertise their rental properties on Craigslist.
Yes.
Including me.
Yes.
I do that sometimes. The listing for this lady in New Orleans, in all capital letters, said, "No teenagers, please."
Uh-oh.
Fairly innocuous. Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with that?
It's against a family status.
What do you mean family status?
It's you can't say that.
Why not?
Because you're discriminating against the people's children.
Against people that have children.
Yes.
But that's what it said. No teenagers, please. Well, someone at the Greater New Orleans Fair Housing Action Center, they saw the ad. And they said, I'm going to check this out. Well, they sent two different testers to pose as prospective renters. And they asked about the unit for rent. Well, each renter claims that they had multiple children, including teenagers. And the landlord told the tester that he didn't want a bunch of kids. And he said, specifically, and it was recorded, "I don't want any teenage children."
Uh-huh.
Well, HUD, which is, Housing and Urban Development, claims that these actions violate the Fair Housing Act and that one cannot discriminate against families with children. Know what happened?
What happened, Howard?
This lady, she got fined $4,000. Because it was more, and, it's more than
money.
Just putting the ad. They actually went and applied,
That's
sent these
a lot
two
of money.
Testers $4,000. You can't discriminate.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And of course, this got published. It got put in the newspapers because they're trying to show every other landlord that you can't do this. You just
so
can't.
You may have also educated our listening audience by letting them know that there's testers out there. So we certainly have a lot of people who listen to our show who are investors and landlords. So you need to know there are testers out there. So when you have something advertised for rent, someone may come inquiring about it and they could, in fact, just be testing you.
So what other things can't you discriminate? Age.
What other things?
Yeah.
Age.
Sex.
Yep.
marital status.
Yeah.
Whether they have children or not.
Yeah.
Religion.
Yes.
Nationality.
Yes.
So what can you discriminate?
What can you discriminate?
Alan is saying nothing. Yes, you can.
Yeah, actually you can. Base no smoking.
You can do, that's right.
And pets, actually.
Well, it depends.
Not service animals, but other pets.
There you go. You can do pets.
Yeah.
And it depends on whether or not you accept criminals or not. There are some states where you are not allowed to discriminate against criminals. However, that's not part of housing and urban development.
I was thinking rowdy talk show hosts.
Rowdy.
I let you live.
That's funny.
Well, employment is actually not one of them.
What do you mean? Sorry.
What you do for your job is not a factor, is not one of the things that is in the Housing and Urban Development Fair Housing Act, what you do for your job.
So are you saying I could turn away a drug dealer?
You could.
Just checking.
As long as you treat people fairly. So, yes, you can.
So that whatever job they have is not, is something that we can discriminate against.
Yes. And you can do it, by the way, by the number of children. So if you have a 2-bedroom house and they have 6 kids.
Oh, that can't happen. There's laws against that. It's two heads to a bed, meaning 2 heads to a bedroom.
Yeah. So you can do it by their credit, because that's not a...
Right, an indicator of whether or not they're going to pay.
Right, their credit, their income, those types of things.
Smoking.
But you can't do it by their, you know, their nationality, what country they're from, those types of things.
Can you do by whether they drink or not?
No.
That's protected?
I'm sorry. Yes, you can.
Hmm.
Yes, there's no...
Interesting.
There's nothing like that. I don't know how you get that information.
I don't know. Who's going to tell the truth anyway?
I don't know. But one of the questions I ask is, have you ever been evicted? And
yes.
I ask it in a different way. I said, have you been evicted one time?
How many times have you been evicted in the last 5 years? That's
right.
What you say. I listen to you.
Because it's different than have you ever been evicted.
Right. You're making an assumption that they were.
Yes, I do it a little bit different.
Get them permission
one
to kind
time
of say yeah
or
no.
More than one time in the last 5 years. Because then they can correct me and say, oh, I've never been evicted.
Right.
Right. We had someone recently say that, well, I have a paper that says I don't owe anything to anyone.
That was in a different state even.
Yes.
And then turns out, they actually had been evicted here in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And they thought that we couldn't figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so, then even when I said to you, have you ever, what did I say to them? I forgot.
So anyway, it depends on how you ask the question a lot of times. If you just say, have you ever been evicted? It's better to say, how many times have you been evicted? You'll get a better answer. Listen, Hurricane Michael came, and we feel sorry for all those people that affected by that. But I want to give a reminder again. You know, this time it was in the panhandle. You know, lots of flooding, lots of damage by wind as well. And it could have been right here in northeast Florida. Mm-hmm. 2 more named storms in the Atlantic right now, Leslie and Nadine. Have you gotten your flood insurance yet? You know, it's too late for those 2 storms that I just mentioned because there's a 30-day waiting period before it takes effect. But flooding can actually occur 12 months of the year. And I want to ask you, why are you waiting? Call your insurance agent on Monday and get flood insurance. It can affect you even if you are not in a designated flood zone.
Right.
Meaning flood zone X. You know, I saw somebody this week had flood insurance, and they're what's called, you know, in an X zone. And it's
where you don't need it.
Where you don't need it. They got $250,000 of flood insurance on their home and $100,000 on their personal property, and it was $350. That's cheap.
Gives you good peace of mind.
Really is. So call your agent and get covered. I don't want to get a call 6 months from now and say, gosh, Howard, I really wish I had listened to you. Anyway, hey, stay with us after the break. We still want to get a guess for how many people, what percentage of people decorate their home for Halloween. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Howard here. When it's time to buy your home, you need to get pre-qualified. We recommend Christine Kennedy of Watson Mortgage Corp. She can get you pre-qualified in less than 5 minutes. Call Christine at 514-6969. That's 514-6969. Or apply on our website, www.applywithchristine.com. That's Christine with a K. She'll get you through all the way to closing with great service.
NMLS ID 140780. Florida Mortgage Lender License MLD 716. An equal housing lender.
Hey, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
You know the importance of a home inspection before buying a home, but who should you call? Who can you truly trust?
We recommend the certified inspection experts at Home Pro Inspections because of the experience of their inspectors, an 18-month home warranty, and the Buy Your Home Back Guarantee. Every Home Pro inspection includes a 5-year roof protection plan.
Do what Angela and I do. Call Home Pro Inspections, 268-8211, or visit GoHomePro.com.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Want to sell your home in less time, for more money, and without making repairs after the sale? Have your home inspected by Home Pro Inspections before it goes on the market. Since 1994, Home Pro has inspected over 35,000 local homes. Buyers trust Home Pro Inspections.
With an 18-month home warranty and a 5-year roof protection plan, your home will be the one buyers want to buy. Call Home Pro Inspections at 268-8211 or visit GoHomePro.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here on this beautiful, wonderful Saturday where the air is cool and crisp, and I'm loving it because it is my favorite season. But I'm also shaking my head. I cannot believe Mr. Vergalis. He is ignoring me.
What?
He put his headset on, and I asked him a question, and he just ignored me. And I'm like, Howard, 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 can you hear me? Howard.
Well, you mean frustrating. You mean I'm acting like a spouse?
Man, what a decision,
What
huh?
did you say?
Oh, it doesn't matter now.
What did you say?
No.
Hey, I want to remind people of something that happened a few weeks ago that made national news.
What's that?
There was a residential explosion in a Boston neighborhood. You may remember that. Remember that?
Yeah.
You don't listen to the news. You're shaking your head. No. And it was caused by an overpressurized natural gas pipeline.
Yes.
Now, several homes were destroyed, but luckily, I don't think anybody died. The overpressurization was caused by the gas company. It had nothing to do with anybody in their house. And it's an extremely rare event, but less rare are residential fires or explosions caused by leaks or lighting of flames near gas leaks.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Now, about 15 to 20% of us here in Northeast Florida have either propane or natural gas in our homes for either heating or cooking or hot water or heating our pools or for our fireplace.
I have it. I have natural gas.
And it's for your heating and cooking and
the pool.
Heating your water and heating your pool and mm-hmm.
fireplace.
And for your fireplace, for all those things.
Yep.
Whole house. Now, if you are in your home and you suspect a leak or smell gas, first, quickly see if a burner valve on your stove has been partially left on. And if you can't find the source, open your windows and doors, get outside, and then call the gas company. That's what you should do. Got some trivia for you.
What's your trivia?
Most of us know that gas has a unique smell, but did you know that gas is actually totally odorless? Did you know that? Did you know that?
Well, every time I turn on the thing, there's an odor.
Yeah.
There's an odor.
There's a chemical that is put into the gas to make it smell. They put it into both natural gas and propane to give it that. What kind of smell does it smell like, Angela?
Like rotten eggs.
Rotten eggs.
Like sulfur or something.
Yeah, the chemical is called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, mercaptan. Anyway, that's what it is. It's a chemical they put in there so that people know when there's a gas leak.
Well, that's awesome.
So that's the trivia. So I'm sure that's going to come up at your next dinner party. Did you know that natural gas really...
It's
has
odorless.
No smell whatsoever. Yeah.
But that's why you should also have the little carbon monoxide testing things. I have them all over my house.
Well, but that doesn't smell natural gas. It only smells carbon monoxide.
Well, what do I have then?
You have carbon monoxide.
I thought I had something for gas.
maybe yours smells
it's for gas.
Both.
I don't know. Mine's for gas because I was a little – that's my first time having gas. So
you were freaking out. Is your favorite phrase that smells both. There are things that smell both. I don't know if yours does or not. But anyway, so now you have a trivia thing. Mercaptan is the chemical that is added to natural gas to make it smell.
Ha.
How about that? All right. You know what? It's fall.
Yes.
It's here.
Yes.
Is there a good reason to buy in the fall?
Yes.
Yeah. Home inspectors, surveyors, repair people, mortgage people, they're all less busy so buyers can close quicker. People from the north want to get away from the cold that's coming. Decorated homes for Thanksgiving and Christmas make homes look so much more homey. And there's less competition, so real buyers have less to choose from. So if you put your home on the market, guess what?
If you've got a really good shot at it getting sold.
That's right. And mortgage rates are expected to go even higher. So why wait?
Correct.
That's why it's best to list in the fall. It's good to list in the fall. That's
yes,
why we're
it is.
Putting these great houses on the market. Really, really good.
Yes.
And if they look good and they're priced right,
they're going to sell.
Just like the ones that we are about to talk about. That's right. And there are some open houses today. I'm going to talk about the first one. And it is great. It's in the Southside area. It's in Royal Wood, 2,700 square feet, gorgeous wood floors, a sunken living room. The kitchen has been redone. The baths have been redone. The closets have been redone. The Florida room has been redone. The backyard has been redone. So many oohs and ahs.
Oohs and ahs.
Oohs and ahs. $350,000. It's open today from 1 to 3. It's right near the corner of Southside and Bay Meadows. Everyone that goes into this house says, oh my. The front of this house just does not do justice to the inside of this house. It is really, really pretty. 8356 Royal Wood Drive.
Open today from 1 to 3.
Yeah, you've got to see the backyard, the living room, the kitchen. I mean, it's really, really
it's
nice.
It's a wonderful home.
Okay.
The next one is 9021 Warwickshire Road, which is in Briarwood. It's 2285 square feet. It's a two-story. It has a four-bedroom, three-bathroom. It has Florida room. There's a huge pool. It's on almost a quarter of an acre, which is a really big-sized lot. Gorgeous floors and cabinets throughout. Full-length front porch, dining room with built-ins, big eating kitchen. Bedrooms all have hardwood floors. It has an oversized two-car garage, and it is priced at $295. That one's going to be open today from noon to 3.
Hey, I'm going to be on the west side, and maybe Steve, who had a birthday a couple of days ago, is going to come to the west side today and visit me.
Our friend Steve. He's a past customer and a friend. He just turned 55.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Eagle Landing today on Stony Glen, 2461 Stony Glen, a big house, 3,400 square feet, five-bedroom, four-bath. There's a living room. There's a family room. Family room has a big fireplace, a lanai, plus a patio. One of the bedrooms is upstairs, so if you want to have one of your kids to be on their own, perhaps the oldest kids, he can go upstairs. This is a Koppenbarger home.
Love Koppenbarger.
They really build nice white shaker cabinets in the kitchen with granite, a walk-in pantry, tile and wood floors everywhere, arched windows, high ceilings, lots of cabinet spaces, great curb appeal. This is a 385. I'm going to be there today from 1 to 3 o'clock. Come and visit me there. I want to meet some of our radio show listeners. And the next one is at the beach, Cypress Landing in Cypress Cove, right near Mayport, built in 1985, but totally redone top to bottom. And I mean floors, ceiling, cabinets, toilets, showers, appliances, almost 1,500 square feet, three-bedroom, two-bath. And the master bedroom is 23 by 15.
It's big.
It's big. Fenced rear. It's got a patio. It's got a garage. Only $220,000.
Yeah. It's all a right. Great buy. There's also out in McClenny, the big white house, an old nursery plantation, 5 acres, or you could buy just with 2.5 acres. It's a big colonial. It's got porches everywhere. It's got a pool. It's got paddocks, three separate pastures. You can have chickens out there. It has a big equipment shed that's like 30 by 60. It's just a wonderful, wonderful property. It is only $499,000.
That is a bargain for
it
that
house.
It is
a bargain for that big house.
Well, if you go out there, you wouldn't believe what the caged-in pool area looks like.
Yes,
with
it's like
a
two-story
balcony from the second story of the home. It looks out over that. There's even a screened area on the front of the house on the second story.
Yes.
This is just a magnificent looking home. It's really, really nice. By the way, nobody guessed how many homes are going to be decorated this year. The answer is 49%. By the way, 16% of people are actually going to dress up their pet. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, the Van Wees are here. They're going to tell you about what happened this week with the market. We know that it went down this week, but, you know, that happens every once in a while. Hey, Angela and I love doing this show. We give back to the community. We want to help you. Call us after the show if you need us. My number is 687-8161. Have a blessed week, everyone, and we'll be back with you next week.